This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back our good friend Marjorie Prabden, owner of Cuba Gallery of Fine Art and organizer of the Fusner Art Museum's Fine and Performing Art Tours of Havana. And there's one coming up in November 15th through 20th, and then April 11th through 16th. Tell us about these trips. I thought it was illegal to go to Cuba.
It is for most people, but not if you have a license to go from the U.S. Treasury Department. A year and a half ago, the Treasury reinstated people-to-people educational exchanges, meaning tours that involve meaningful exchange with ordinary Cuban people. And every activity has an academic component. And as I said, we have a license to organize these tours.
So what are the trips like?
Right now, our priority is organizing two trips for the Fusner Art Museum in November and April. And when we fill these tours, we'll open up a February trip. They're very purposeful trips. We've built an itinerary around the mandate of the license, and we put you in front of as many Cubans in the fine and performing arts as possible, painters, dancers, singers, musicians, an educational context.
What kind of activities do you do?
Going backstage at the Cuban National Ballet after a performance, a personal tour by the director of the prestigious San Alejandro Academy of Art, and that is followed by a folkloric dance presentation. We also go right into the homes of artists, introduce us to their families and private art shows. When we enter their homes, we complete a circle. We are truly citizen ambassadors building bridges of friendship. And actually, ultimately, we're encouraging and supporting the artists of Cuba to be independent economically from their government.
Wow, sounds like a great trip. So who can go?
Basically, anybody who can walk and go up and down stairs. But for the trips in November and April, any member of the Fusner Art Museum and anybody who joins the museum in the next few weeks.
Okay. So once you're down in Cuba, what kind of things can you buy?
You cannot buy anything except art and other informational materials like books and posters, DVDs, CDs, anything that carries information. And we'll tell you how to get your art documented for export and or do it for you.
So what about the other tours that you can find of Cuba on the internet? Are they pretty much the same?
We are different. And some of the reasons are we have 15 years experience traveling in Cuba. These trips were started just a year ago. So a lot of the companies only have that much experience. We take only 12 travelers, so we're a cozy and really agile group. We're not 30 people on a big bus. And we travel only in the cooler months, avoiding June through September.
So what's the cost?
The cost is $3,400 per person, double occupancy. This includes your legal documentation, round-trip international airfare, U.S. departure tax, Cuba visa, Cuba health insurance, airport transfers, first-class hotels, welcome dinner, all breakfasts and lunches, Fusner Art Museum escort, Cuba gallery escort, that would be me, our own professional interpreter, an AC luxury motor coach with driver and Cuban bilingual guide, all activities and entrance fees between 8 and 5 p.m. Your time involved with the group is an 8-hour day, but after hours, our license allows you the freedom to explore Havana on your own, from the Tropicana Cabaret to the Buena Vista Social Club to a Cuban baseball game or just strolling Obispo Street.
How do we register?
The first step is to call Tina Murray at the Fusner Art Museum, 674-8916, and she will email you information and the itinerary. And she'll sign you up if you're not a member yet.
Anything else?
We are encouraging anybody who's always wanted to go to Cuba legally to do it now before it changes. If you want to be up close and personal in a highly rewarding experience with Cuba, this is your trip.
Sounds like a fabulous trip. Let's give them Tina's number again.
It is 674-8916.
Marjorie, thanks for coming in.